You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for your boys in the morning to play Rattle Off. Look at these lines just jammed with people who want to play this game. All right. First person online is, who is it? Austin. Hey, Austin, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Austin.
For you and for everybody who's on hold waiting to play, our go-to question on Monday morning is, what was the highlight of your weekend? So everybody can be thinking about that. Austin, what was the highlight of your weekend?
We had a nice barbecue. It was great.
Well, we're going to judge you by your sides. So what were the sides at the barbecue?
Baked beans and coleslaw.
Couple good sides.
Okay, yeah.
What was the main dish? What kind of meat?
Chicken, and we had some steak.
Yeah.
I got no problem with any of those.
It's pretty solid. Pretty good.
Austin, do you know how this game works, or did somebody just hand you the phone?
I just turned the radio on, and I heard you guys talking about that game where you got 10 seconds to main.
That's this game.
That's the game.
It's called Rattle Off.
Are you pretty good at it?
I hope so.
All right, let's find out.
Here we go.
The letter is A, as in alphabet. A, okay?
Okay.
In 10 seconds, I need five companies or brands that begin with the letter A. Okay. Ready and go.
Apple, Applebee's, Amazon.
No help.
From it. You're not allowed to get help from anyone.
Can't help.
Hey, your time is up.
Yeah, you only got four anyway.
Oh man. That sucks.
Austin, we enjoyed talking to you. Hope you have a great Monday, okay?
Okay, you too, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No help, everybody.
Everybody was on hold.
Come on.
This is the honor system, and don't try to sneakily
do
it.
It's not fair.
It's just you. Hi, Shauna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Highlight of your weekend, Shauna. What was it?
Cleaning out my garage.
It was time.
That was the highlight?
It was, man. I don't know. It feels like my house is organized because my garage is clean.
Getting a lot of crap out of there. Are you one of those people that when you drive by, you know, the garage door's open and it's just top to bottom crap in there?
It was like that, but it kind of gathered over the winter.
Yeah.
Can you park a car in your garage now?
It's a single car. No, I cannot. I have a truck.
Well. You still got. Did you find anything good?
Yeah, I am going to have a garage sale and hopefully make lots of money.
Yeah, there you cash go. Money.
Do you find any little mouse turds in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I blew things out of there. I didn't want to look at anything. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not
like,
kidding.
I put a mask on and was just using my air blower.
There you go. That's smart.
Right on. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready to play this little game that we have called Rattle Off?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay.
Well, I guess we can't ask any more than that, can we, Jeremy?
No. No help, okay?
No help from anybody.
I'm sitting in my car by myself.
Well, we don't know.
The pressure is very nerve-wracking.
Is it? You know what adds to the nerve-wracking pressure, too, is knowing that there are millions of people listening.
All over the globe.
I'm not listening to that part. Or I'm not paying no attention to that part. It's the pressure of having to come up with ideas. When you did the A thing, I'm like, oh, my God, I got three, I think. Okay, go ahead.
Well, let's see how you do with this. 10 seconds. Five. This actually works really well with what you were doing over the weekend. In 10 seconds, we need five traditionally filthy surfaces. Where would you find five traditionally filthy surfaces? Ready and go.
A public bathroom floor, a table, a garage floor, the bottom of a garbage can.
Four!
You got four! You were doing so well!
We just needed shopping cart handle.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Restaurant menus.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
The freezer door handles at the grocery store, right?
Yeah, I think about those all the time now when I'm out there. I reach down with my
your
bottom
shirt?
Of my t-shirt and reach out and grab it. Yeah. My shirt's probably saying, "What the hell did I do?" Shauna, I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
So, the highlight of your weekend?
Shooting in a pool tournament.
How'd you do?
I choked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was for Vegas, but rest of the team did okay. Me, not so much.
Oh. Were they mad
so
at you?
So you have your own pool cue that you screw together and keep in a little case and everything?
I do.
Boy. Where does that run? How much does that cost to have one of those?
A pool cue?
Yeah, like a really fancy one.
It can go as probably as high as $1,000.
Wow.
For a nice cue.
Nice professional.
That's got to be really intimidating when you go walking into the pool hall, too, and you're BYOC, you're bringing your own cue.
Get it, pull it out, and you're unscrewing it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, giving the evil eye to
checking
everybody.
The balance of it, looking down at, like a rifle, making sure it's straight.
Mm. Right.
Yep. Putting on your wrist guard.
And then you choke in the tournament. What's wrong with you,
and
Kathy?
It's a team deal. I choked my match, and the other four did okay. But
did you have to buy the rest of the team beers or something? Because you screwed up.
Oh,
I would implement that rule immediately.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So if you'd won, you guys would have been going to a tournament in Vegas. Is that right?
Vegas, right, yeah. As a team.
And then what? What's the grand prize?
You know, you have to play nationally, so I don't even know. Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
You don't seem to be well educated about all of this
stuff.
I feel
like you're winging it.
Yeah, it's you do it, but you don't know much about it.
I go with the team. I've been to Vegas. We've won the match before. Not won the match in Vegas. We've just made it there, so we haven't gotten far enough to really know
what's after that.
I would ask before I even get on the plane. Hey, what does the winner get?
Is this worth my time?
Oh, it is. It is. It's thousands, but
so did you screw up the match in Vegas too?
No, I did not.
It was somebody else's fault.
Other teammate did. She forgot to mark the pocket on the eight ball.
Yeah, always got to mark the pocket.
Wait a minute.
This is basic knowledge.
You're like 7 years old.
Always mark the pocket.
Well, being nervous out there, you're playing, people from out of country,
I would write notes on my hand because, you're looking at your hand. Right on the top of your left, mark the pocket.
Top of your index finger, right?
Hit the white ball.
Okay. Hey, that's a good idea. I'll keep that in mind.
All right.
Are you sorry you called us now?
No. This is great.
You sound
it's fun. It's fun getting beat up by Dom and Jeremy, isn't it?
No, we're not beating her up.
No, it's Monday.
It's all good.
It's all good.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. In 10 seconds, please give me five. I'll give you a different game besides pool, billiards. Give us five card games. Five different card games. And remember, you can even include ones that you played as kids. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Goldfish, blackjack, poker, Texas Hold'em, high-low, 21.
I think you got it, even though you said goldfish instead of go-fish.
Twice.
It's go-fish.
Go-fish or goldfish, whatever. Gold.
It's that fish game.
Goldfish, then you got it.
We are counting goldfish.
Goldfish?
Yes. Don't let her ruin this game, too.
That is classic. And you've got, how old are you, Kathy?
I can't say my age online.
Sure you can.
Why? Who cares? 50,
this is the 21st 50 century. Something. Nobody cares anymore. How old are you?
56.
She's 56
playing
years old.
Goldfish.
And this is, we just now are teaching her that the game is called Go Fish.
Write it on your hand.
You eat goldfish while you're playing Go Fish.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay. You are absolutely delightful.
I like you.
And you're also a winner! Yay, Kathy.
Thank you.
Mostly a pity win because we felt terrible for you with that whole screwing up the pool thing for your whole team. So.
Oh, thanks. I've been feeling bad all night. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're just trying to have some fun. We don't want you to feel too bad.
No.
Listen, you're going to get a Smashburger certificate. Why don't you treat some of your pool team members to that, okay?
There you go. We get a burger and fries instead of a beer.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
Well, you are absolutely charming. So please just stand by and Josh
Thank
will come
you.
Back. He'll tell you all about it. Thank you for listening and for being a good sport with us.
She's good.